13 past 12 at Sky Sports Radio. The weights have been released today for the Stella Artois Caulfield Cup and the Lexus Melbourne Cup. And a man I think would go a big breath, sigh of relief, handicapper Greg Carpenter. Afternoon, Greg.
Hi, Sean. I sigh like that quite often.
I reckon you would have been rapt to get these and put them all to bed and get them out, because it's a hell of a job. Particularly, I'm looking at a lot of these import, well, the internationals, there's a lot of these getting in on lightweights now. So obviously, you've just got to sort and try and figure out how they're going to go.
Well, it's been a really challenging year this year, because the Quinella from last year's Melbourne Cup in Rekindling and Johannes Vermeer didn't enter. Boomtime, the Caulfield Cup winner, won with 52 last year, so he wasn't going to be at the top of the weights. And the really dominant stayers from Europe in Stradivarius and Vazirabad didn't nominate. So when we release the weights for both the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups, the top weight has to have at least 58. Now, that's ended up being Humidor. He's certainly the best performed and highest rated horse in the race, but he did run in both last year and 5th and 19th. So he's got top weight with 58. And, Sean, what it's meant is that a lot of horses have ended up with more weight than they would have thought. And as you say, unprecedented interest in the race from overseas this year. 50 noms from the Melbourne Cup and 27 in the Caulfield Cup. So both up significantly on last year.
I'm looking down here just in the cup alone, before we go back to the toppies in a moment, but it, like 50 kilos, there's a lot of horses. Willie Mullins, these sort of people have got horses down on those weights at the moment. So obviously Aidan O'Brien's got Nelson there on 50 kgs. They're the sort of horses, I suppose, if they come and win a race, bang, they're in contention.
Well, it's going to be difficult this year for a horse down on 50 to get in. To do that, they probably have to win a Naturalism Stakes, which is the win and you're in race for the Caulfield Cup or the Herbert Power the week before, or for the Melbourne Cup, the Lexus or the Bart Cummings. The Bart Cummings, of course, run on Turnbull Stakes Day. So you're right, those horses are probably the ones that we won't see. You know, there's a number of, and I think a lot of people think that any European horse that nominates just gets into the race. But in actual fact, what happens is the only people that will end up having to pay the $150,000, which is virtually what it costs you to bring your horse out, are the ones that have nominated and think they're a good chance to get in the race. A lot of the others, that will be the last we see of them, although you never know. One might come out on the plane and try and win one of those win and you're in races.
When you look at the top, say, 10 or 12 for the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup, does the order vary much, or are they basically handicapped in similar order?
Well, they're handicapped on the same scale this year, because Humidor's top weight in both. Best Solution, who's the Godolphin horse trained by Syed bin Sarua. Now, the good news is he's definitely travelling early, and he's definitely running in the Caulfield Cup. He's won the last two Group 1 races in Germany at his last two starts. So good news is that he's travelling and definitely going to run in the Caulfield Cup. He's got 57.5 in both. The one outlier was probably Lancaster Bomber, a Naden O'Brien horse who won the Tattersall's Gold Cup at his last start. He's only entered for the Melbourne Cup. But what you'll find is, as you go through the weights this year, horses that have nominated for both races have got the same weight in both races, although there are a few horses that have only nominated just for the Caulfield Cup or just for the Melbourne Cup.
Greg, which were the hardest ones to handicap? Obviously, every year there's probably a bunch of horses you look at and think, where do I put these in the equation?
Well, the horse that's been probably the most talked about horse and what weight it will get this year from an Australian point of view was Kings Will Dream. He got exemption into the Caulfield Cup early by winning the Mornington Cup. They were thinking that they'd probably be around 51, 51.5, being a Mornington Cup winner. Now, as I said, all horses have ended up getting more weight than they would have thought. Plus, he did run so well at his first two lead-in races in the PB Lawrence and, of course, the Menzies Stakes. So he's ended up on 53. And it's always more difficult to handicap a horse that you've seen less of. You know, these horses that are up the top end of the weights that have had lots of starts, you're reasonably comfortable where you are. But when you've got an emerging horse like Kings Will Dream, he's a difficult horse. There was another Sydney horse called Avilius. Avilius had good European form. He's only had two starts in Sydney, and he's won both of them. The first, a restricted race, for James Cummings, and then he won a group race. So he's another horse we haven't seen a lot of. He's ended up on 53, and they're probably the favourite and second favourite for the Caulfield Cup. So they were two interesting ones. Avilius, off his domestic rating, he's ended up higher in the weights. But as I said, he had good European form, and he's won both his starts in Australia, so you can't do much more than be undefeated. And from an international point of view, probably the horse that gave me most sleepless nights was Torcedor. He's a stayer that's been running behind Stradivarius and Vazirabad in a lot of these races. He's only won a Group 3 race last year and a Group 3 race this year, so it'd be unusual for a horse that hasn't won a Group 1 race to be so high up in the weights. But he's ended up on 57. He's been bought out of Jessica Harrington stable in Ireland and been transferred by the Australian owners to Andreas Voller. So he's got 57, and again, I think that they had an expectation that he would have a lower weight, but all the horses have been weighted probably more highly than they would have been normally just to meet that 58 top weight where Humidor has ended up.
Few Japanese horses nommed as well, I can see.
There are. There's two Japanese-trained horses. Chestnut Coat, who's a really promising horse that ran very well in the 10-0 show, ran fifth in that race, beaten a length and a half, and was also placed in a very high-quality group race. Again, good news is that he's travelling early. He'll be here in 2 weeks' time, so he's running in both the Caulfield Cup and the Melbourne Cup. He ran second in a Group 2 race called the Nikko Show back in March, and as I said, close up in their major staying race, the 10-0 show. He's got 55 and a half, so he's a guaranteed runner. The other horse that's travelling with him is Soul Impact. He's a journeyman stayer that's been placed in three really good staying races over the last 12 months, but not as highly touted as Chestnut Coat. He's got 53. Now, the challenge for him is whether or not that's enough weight this year to get you into the race, because it's really competitive. And what we've seen over the last 12 months is of these other Japanese horses who have now ended up here in Australia. Ambitious, who ran second in the Tancred Stakes in the Sydney Carnival. He's got 55 and a half. Tozen Basil, who was placed third in the Hong Kong International last December. He's travelled out this year and he's gone to Darren Weir. So there are a number of Japanese horses who are now with Australian trainers. And that's been a really interesting part of the journey, Sean, over the last 12 months. Off the back of horses like Brave Smash, Tosin Stardom, it does seem to be more and more Japanese horses ending up in Australia with Australian trainers.
Greg, I've only just seen the weights in my hand a couple of minutes ago, but it seems like there's a lot more exposed form this year with a predominance of horses 5, 6, 7 and 8 years of age in the race.
Yeah, there's a lot of older horses in the race, and of course the oldest is Who Shot the Barman. I mean, you would not normally see a 10-year-old get 55 and a half, and I think the last 10-year-old to run in the race was Magistrate Wade back in the early 80s. So he's right at the end. But then you've got some really competitive stayers. Orvray from the Richard Friedman stable, he's got 54, so he's a good chance to be in both races. He's now an 8-year-old. Max Dynamite, not sure whether Max is coming back. He's now getting on to 9, but he's run twice in the Melbourne Cup for a fourth and a third last year. So there are older horses, but to be honest, the ones that excite me the most are the four-year-olds. Unforgotten, who won the Sydney Oaks and then won the Chelmsford. Ace High, who won the Spring Champion and the VRC Derby. And he and Lavendi really put a sword to the rest of the field in the ATC Derby. So he's back in good form, having been placed in the Chelmsford as his last start. So those sorts of horses, Young Star, the Queensland Oaks winner, are four-year-olds who probably will be leading the domestic charge. And the other interesting element to the Melbourne Cup, at least, is the fact that with Rekindling having won that race last year, as a Northern Hemisphere three-year-old, we had 11 entered this year. First and second in the Irish Derby, Latrobe, who's got 52, and Rostropovich, who's got 51. Kew Gardens from the Aidan O'Brien stable's got 53. He won the Group 1 Prix de Paris. And the other one that people should be keeping a very close eye on is Charlie Appleby's three-year-old cross counter. He would be running in the English St. Leger this weekend and would be probably the favourite, but because he's a gelding, he's not allowed to run. So they're sending him out to the Melbourne Cup. So there will be a lot of younger horses who are major players, both our four-year-olds, but also the Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds.
Greg, in recent years, we've seen the Lloyd Williams camp send out about six different coloured caps to sort out their horses in the Melbourne Cup. How strong's his entry this year?
Probably not going to have the same level of representation. I mentioned Latrobe, the Irish Derby winner. He's a good chance to travel. And if he does run or travel, sorry, he will be in the field. He's an Irish Derby winner. Of the older horses, the Taj Mahal, who won the Zipping Classic last year, has got 55, so he would be in the race. Now, again, another horse who would probably be thinking he would have got a little bit less, but he's in the field with 55. And then they've got some other interesting horses who've only had one or two runs here. Our Venice Beach, who ran second in last year's Great Voltigeur in England at Goodwood. He ran really well at Moonee Valley at his first up run here in Australia. So he's an interesting horse. So they've got some horses down in the weights, but they're horses who are going to have to win a win and you're in race to get into the field. So he's probably, he's two certain runners if they come, a Latrobe and the Taj Mahal. And then he's got four or five other peripheral players who have the challenge ahead of them to get into the field, but we'll see how that plays out.
If I said you look into your crystal ball, how many local horses do you think will make the field in the Melbourne Cup this year?
Well, let's start with the Caulfield Cup because the record international representation there is four. We are almost sure that we'll get six, could be as high as eight out of the 18 from international stables. And I think there's a good chance that we'll go past the 11. But that really depends on how some of these four-year-olds, Australian four-year-olds, we're talking about progress. And, you know, you can still get a horse into the race that's locally trained. I mean, Puanamu, who won the Perth Cup, he's got 54.5. He'll be in the race if he is in good form on the day.
Comes up, yeah.
Alvray, who I've mentioned, he's got 54. A horse like Venger Mask, who won last year's Geelong Cup, and also the Queen Elizabeth, he's got 54, so he'll be in the race as long as he's fit and healthy. Egg Tart, if she goes to a Caulfield Cup, she'll get in. So there are opportunities for the locals, but it just depends on how they hold up, because what we're seeing from the Europeans is most of them aren't going to run again.
Yeah. They're
just going to get on the plane and come out here. So you would suspect that the attrition rate of those horses may not be as high as it normally will be.
Now, Greg, finally, we have a lot of people who love to have a little dabble, you know, their dollar or two each way on one of big odds, get in early as soon as these markets come out, and it's fun to have that bet. If I said here, can you give us one for the Caulfield Cup and one for the Melbourne Cup that Mrs. Smith is sitting at home at the moment and says, I'm going to have a dollar each way of this and it's going to be good odds and we could get in. What would you tell them?
Well, a good odds 20 to 1 or better or...
When I want a 6 to 4 pop, we want something that's going to be a bit of odds.
Well, I think probably from a Caulfield Cup point of view, people will go off Best Solution because he's high up in the weights, 57.5. Yep. So, you know, he'd be somewhere, I think, in the market between 20 and 33. So I know he's going to be running in the race, so he's a good chance. And I think from a Melbourne Cup point of view, another European horse is Hamada. So he'd be a chance. And if you used to like a horse that's in the Melbourne Cup, he's trained by Charlie Appleby. And if you like a local horse from the West, Puanamu, who won the Perth Cup, his owner, John Thompson, who lives in Sydney, had Diatribe, who won the Caulfield Cup. And we've seen a horse in Melbourne called Trap for Fools, who's four or five lengths behind Puanamu on Perth form, and he's won his last two at Moonee Valley over the 2040, and he's a good chance himself. So if Puanamu comes across and settles in, he might be a horse at $50 or $66 who might be worth following.
Fantastic. Thanks. That's half the fun of it. For a lot of people this time out, let's take one, maybe you know a double or whatever, a long shot double, and for a couple of bucks, I get a lot of fun riding there.
Well, the other one that you should throw in, I'll give you two more. I like Avilius from James Cummings' stable. I think there's a lot to come from him. And the other horse that's coming from overseas that's got big raps from the Charlie Appleby stable is the three-year-old called Cross Counter. He's just a Melbourne Cup horse.
Beautiful. Greg, really appreciate your time. I suppose you can go and put the feet up tonight and go.
Leading to it.
Yeah. Thank goodness that's over so far for another year.